As we in Barbados grapple with a new surge in COVID-19 cases, let's share with you some important updates from elsewhere in the world. In the UK, experts from the Office of National Statistics say COVID infections there have risen again in much of the country. Latest data from swab tests in the community suggests in England, where COVID rules are due to be dropped, one in every 95 people has the virus. That is up from one in every 160 in the previous week. In Scotland, estimates suggest one in every 90 people is infected, while in Northern Ireland it is one in 290, and in Wales, one in 360. The more infectious Delta variant accounts for 99% of cases. In the US, Los Angeles has gone back to the wearing of masks in public spaces as the Delta variant spreads like wildfire there.
Los Angeles, the nation's largest county, taking a step back, requiring masks indoors, even for the vaccinated, effective Sunday. Impacting 10 million people here and breaking with CDC guidance, it's a clear signal concern is growing over the highly contagious Delta variant. While outbreaks were expected in unvaccinated pockets of the nation, 98 million are still not inoculated. 40 states are seeing a rise in infections. The Delta variant, a serious risk.
Dr. Michelle Walensky is a director with the Centers for Disease Control in the United States. She was asked by MSNBC whether they're facing a worst-case scenario at the moment.
Unfortunately, no. I think things can still get worse, which is why we are doing everything we can now to make sure that that doesn't happen.
But it is starting to look like you're hitting a brick wall when it comes to vaccinations. Have you identified why those numbers are dropping so quickly?
We knew that this was going to be harder as time went on. Places with low rates of vaccination are actually seeing more disease, and we're really trying to go there now to say, please, we don't want to hit that worst case scenario.
We hear a lot about people who are partially vaccinated. If you haven't gotten your second shot, your follow-up shot of the Pfizer or Moderna, are you at risk from this Delta variant, at greater risk?
With the Delta variant, you really do need your second shot in order to be better protected. The Pfizer and Moderna vaccines have a dosing schedule of 3 weeks and 4 weeks. But if you miss that dosing schedule, there is no bad time to get your second shot.
Is it time to consider or offer more consideration to masking up even vaccinated people in indoor settings?
These vaccines work. They generally work against the Delta variant in preventing severe hospitalization and death. In terms of masking, you know, those are going to be personal decisions as you engage outside in other activities.
CDC is not recommending people who are fully vaccinated wear masks.
We are not.
Yes.
One actual exception to that I want to just be clear about, and that is if you are immunosuppressed, those people we've always said, please continue to wear a mask and consult your doctor.
Dr. Michelle Walensky of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. And another piece of new information, as we fight vaccine hesitancy here and elsewhere, a study has found that younger adults admitted to hospital with COVID are almost as likely to suffer from complications as those over 50 years old. 4 in 10 of those between 19 and 49 develop problems with their kidneys, lungs, or other organs while treated. The research looked at 73,197 adults of all ages across 302 UK hospitals in the first wave of COVID in 2020. According to Professor Callum Semple, who led the work, the message is that this is not just the disease of the elderly and frail. The data reinforces the fact that COVID is not flu, and we are seeing even young adults coming into hospital suffering significant complications, some of which he says will require further monitoring and potentially further treatment in the future. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Sagicor General presents 3 simple steps for treating general insurance dysfunction. Research shows that 1 in 5 individuals has an insurance policy that suffers this ailment. Here are 3 steps for early treatment. 1. Admit that your policy has a problem. 2. Talk to a professional. General insurance dysfunction is a serious, non-medical condition which requires urgent intervention. 3. Choose a Sagicor General Insurance policy. You deserve better insurance. Call Sagicor General Insurance at 431-2800 or contact your Sagicor agent or insurance broker today.